You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Whatamoolie and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. And coming up for you now, my yarn with award-winning Wagaya and Wamba Wamba artist Kelly Koumoulatsos on her latest artwork featured in the exhibition Goong, Create, Make, Do, Love, and is on display at Bundjalaka Aboriginal Cultural Centre at the Melbourne Museum.
So I'm Kelly Koumoulatsos. I'm a Wamba Wamba Wedigaya woman through my mum, and I'm Greek descent through my father from Samos, an island in the Aegean. And Wedigaya Wamba Wamba country is up in the northwest of Victoria, their neighbouring tribes.
Now, can you tell us about your work and what you actually create?
So this exhibition that's up at the moment, Goong, which means create, make, do, love in Wedigaya, which is a pretty amazing word, the work is really about reclaiming stories, retelling stories and re-owning the stories of family and ancestors. It's like a family tree, so what I do is I print with possum fur. I started making possum skin cloaks. My first one was in 1995, and from making possum skin cloaks, and as somebody that has done printmaking at uni, I combined Western with traditional Aboriginal practice and started printing. I don't know really why I wanted to do that, but actually, the first time I did it, I actually just was wanting to put a design on the skin. And when I was making a cloak, I actually wanted to put a lino cut on the skin, which I ended up doing. I did these lino cuts with diamonds and zigzags and curves and in oranges and red and black. And yeah, that worked out really well. And from that, I ended up I noticed with a woman I was working with as a technician, she said, oh, look at the way the fur's picking up the ink. Mm. And so then I ended up printing on the fur, which was pretty bizarre, but there were a couple of really good pieces out of that. And then ultimately I ended up putting the fur through a printing press like a lino cut. Instead of putting the lino cut through to get a print, I put the fur through and I get an impression of the print. And, I really love it. It's really beautiful. So I've been doing it for a while, but this exhibition is actually about I've really moved along and moved into issues around identity and reclaiming knowledge and stories about my nyapa, my ancestors. So I've printed onto tissue paper and created 9 garments. They're in the exhibition, and the garments are actually portraits of my ancestors. And the first one in time is of my mother in the 1960s, and there's a little dress, a little sort of hot pink dress that's got white fur, possum fur printed onto it, and it's like a shift, like a classic 1960s dress. And that's a portrait of my mother. And then there's something of my mother's mother, a pair of overalls, because she used to milk cows and she actually really wanted to have a dairy. And she had a dairy on the Murray River, and, you know, which is pretty amazing for her and her husband and for her to fulfill her dream as a girl. Mm. There's also all these photographs of my family and ancestors. And then we go back into Nana's mother, who I call Granny, and so she was born in 1897 on Ebenezer Mission near Jimboola in northwest Victoria. And Granny had her own language dictionary that she had kept, and she had been interviewed by linguists as well. So this exhibition actually combines like identity, history, language, and reclamation of stories. I guess it's really about intellectual property rights and reclaiming, you know, it's like intellectual sovereignty, really. So it's kind of, it's one of my most moving sort of exhibitions. I feel like I really did some really good work that I will leave for my children and my children's children and their children, because the stories that I've reclaimed, and some of them which are in the exhibition, you know, what for me, what's so good about it is the stories are about these people going back to... So the first one is, it goes far back to 18, Aradep Gornditch, who was Rob Roy Stewart on the Wamba Wamba side. He was born around 1840, and he was an amazing man. So I just have a little anecdote with his photo, with the jacket. I've got the jackets for the men made of tissue paper with the in black jacket, black tissue paper with white possum fur printed on them. So he was amazing, and his children were amazing. And so what I'm doing is not pretending that things weren't horrible back then, but I'm actually looking at the resilience. The women are beautiful. You should see the women in these. Gang, the Wamba Wamba actually had a name for the Victorian dresses. They called them gang, G-A-N-G. I'm not sure how you'd actually pronounce that, gang, I guess. Mm. So, yeah, those women, they were. You should see the photos. They're beautiful, young women, and their hair's beautiful. And so I'm not pretending it wasn't great, but they were just in their time, and they were just like anybody else, you know, for a special occasion. You know, fixing their hair. Aunty Frieda Stewart, one of Rob Roy's children, her hair was amazing in some of the photos. She's just incredible, as well as my granny, who was born in 1887, who died when I was 16. Yeah, so I'm really stepping back in time and finding out the stories about the people going back from the 1800s right through to my mother.
Can you tell me about the formal research, I guess, that you've done with the archives, for example?
So I guess I've slowly been talking to Mum for a long time, and that's been my main guide. And from there, I've spent a lot of time in the museum. Over 8 years, I've had a few sessions where I've just spent time researching the photos, like in the archives of the Melbourne Museum. And then this time, for this show... currently working on a book, and the writer, I'm working with him closely. He's actually found a couple of more photos, and there's one that's amazing of my mother's 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 mother when she was a little girl, a photograph that we've never seen, and her brother. And it's been amazing. We've actually found more photographs in the family, and yeah, there's one of Huey Stewart. He's one of Rob Roy's children. And he looks so amazing. He's so dapper. And like his dad, they're very dapper men. So, yeah, through the Melbourne Museum mainly, it was pretty hard to do anything with IATSIS because of COVID. And it's an ongoing thing for me, is finding out about language, because there's a lot of language interspersed throughout this exhibition as well. So,
and how important is it for you to reclaim your language, sis?
Look, it's really important. When we, at the end, in December, when we had the little opening, I could only have 20 people there, and I had about 15 family members there. And I spoke in a language first to them. So I just said, Ya lai ba mambo, kap kap chia ba gerwich. Mambo Gilu Gung, Gung Gilu Narang, Wamba Wamba Wedigaya, Jarling Nyapa Bar Kap Kapchir, Wadak Nyang Ajilang, Wedigaya Ek, Limak Ek, which means peace and welcome, family and friends, welcome to Gung. Gung, to understand, to know Wedigaya and Wamba Wamba, language, ancestors and family. I speak my Wedigaya language, my inheritance.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.